and Patrick.
That's
so
right.
It's just we're waiting for David.
Right. Let's wait a couple of minutes. Yeah, I saw Xiaodong's and the Jeff. How was your vacation, Simon?
Alejandro, it's 10 past. Would you like to start, or would you rather wait a couple of minutes?
Let's start this.
Let's start? Okay. Do you still want to record this session?
Yes, please.
Okay. Operator, could you please start the recording?
Recording is on.
Thank you.
Is everybody okay with it?
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Hi, Alejandro. It's Martin. I'm good with it. I just, what happens to the recordings? Are they made available on the public website, or are they just for reference later?
They are available on the public website, but we also have a private wiki in case you want to use that one too.
Okay, excellent. I'm all for the transparency. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Good for all of them. Okay. So first of all, I'd like to ask you if any of you have been able to make progress on the task we agreed upon in DC, or we should sort of set a new starting point today. How have you been doing? How have you been watching the tasks or the difficulties that you're facing?
So I guess I can start, Alejandro. I did, as you saw, contact Suzanne Wolf to either be or provide me with a liaison to get started on my work item. As of this morning, I haven't heard anything back, and I had planned on privately following up with her and asking her if she had received my message and was prepared to move forward.
Okay. And if you do that with a copy for me, I will also try to deliver a message.
Okay. Sounds good.
What the needs and the urgency of the timing.
Okay.
Alejandro, I've only just literally got back from vacation. So as I said to you in Washington, I wouldn't be starting till the back end of this week anyway. So
yeah, that's correct.
I have the whole of Friday block booked to start my work though. So I should better get a good 8 hours buried into the first task. So hopefully make some good progress there.
Okay, and Jeff sent email asking for some clarification, which I'm a bit surprised because he was key in defining the task. So I'll do that, and I've also sent have some email exchanges with David and Xiaodong about the details of the work. I would suggest Simon, in particular for Xiaodong, remember that some of the tasks you share with him.
Yeah.
What is clear is that he's not going to be able to perform the whole set in the time we have, so I asked him to choose a specific subset. I will send you, Simon, that correspondence just
okay.
privately, so that you know where we are standing. And you and I have to coordinate for a couple of other of the work packets, which we're also
of course
both assigned. So
I was hoping to get my head down on the first one, which was the SSR remit. Hopefully, try and finish that in a day, so we could get a document out the door. You know, so it just feels like we're making some progress. So that was my plan for Friday, but I'm very happy to change that if you'd like me to do something different.
I would say that anything that's a concrete plan with concrete steps, no matter the size and the scope that you can reach, is what we need. What I have been doing is a couple of things. I still don't have something on paper, let's say, which is scoping the tasks, making lists of who are the absolutely key people to work with, and also keeping an eye on the DSSA, which I sent and Patrick has sent us work. We do need to work with what I've seen is that we will need to decide on effectiveness. Let's say, since we have to express an opinion on the effectiveness, scope, etc. Of the SSR plan, we do need to measure that somehow against the threat landscape. We have to be very light-footed, more than lightweight in our work, because we're not auditing ICANN security, we're auditing ICANN's compliance with its own plan and the potential effectiveness of its own plan. So we have to look at, I think that the best that we have now is the DSSA list of threats, unless we also obtain internal documents, which I think will be the a step that you and I, Simon, are going to have to work on together. That's part of
yeah.
our task. We have to begin writing the interviews that we have to make and to decide whether we will need professional support from a sociologist to make sure that our questionnaires pick up the right demographic information, stuff like that, to make sure where we do need representativeness and where we don't. Where we do need it to get it, that will be mostly in polling, and we know the limitations, but just make sure that we make the right decisions in advance instead of paying for not making them or announcing them in a timely manner. Also, I've been coping a little bit with people in different sides of the community, what are the perceived risks and sources of instability. One of them, which I have to comment on, I spent last week in Port of Spain in Trinidad and Tobago with a regional preparatory meeting for the Internet Governance Forum. Let's say looking more at layer 8 stuff, because that meeting is not technical at all. There's definitely a push again from Brazil. Brazil changed some of its officials. So there's again a push for more intergovernmental mechanisms. We managed to put that into more constructive routes. I don't know if those will become unstable with Rod's announcement. I hope they can be stabilized after a couple of weeks and people will still want to work with him instead of waiting for next year post-transition. The other instability there, let's say on this very high level, which I detected, is that another friend from Brazil complained to his friends after the session where we had a very, very long discussion about ICANN and support for stuff, etc. He was complaining that he was not able to make his point, and his point was going to be that how can ICANN continue to work the way it does when there are not even rules that would have stopped Peter Dengetrush from going straight from being chair of ICANN to being chair of a regulatee of a company whose rules which lives on the rules that ICANN set. So we do have these things, these kind of political threats looming, and we have to make sure that without politicizing our reports, that we do take them into account. And of course, if any one of us was going to say a crazy chair or a crazy CEO are a risk, well, now we know instability at the top is a material possibility. So we have to work with that as well. Again, I mean, I don't mean that we have to focus a lot there, but people won't even give us a cent of credibility if the management of these risks, or the stability and resilience in face of these risks, are not even mentioned. I know your thoughts about this. Martin Simon.
I'm slightly nervous about us becoming too political and getting too involved in the politics of the leadership of ICANN, just simply because I think it takes us into a whole different arena from the one we've already sort of started to put our thoughts down about. If the group feels that that's somewhere we want to go into, then that's fine. But I fear we may well be stepping over our mark if we do that.
Yeah, I agree with Simon. I think that, you know, we have an opportunity to do something extremely useful, and if we get too political, it's going to take over the good work that we're doing and you know, kind of shout it out, so to speak. And you know, I'd rather focus on the actual SSR than the politics. But, you know, I'm willing to discuss and be open to anything that, you know, will help us to do it, that will help us to do a good job.
Yep. My point only is not to ignore these issues, because they are being actively used, and they will become more active these days to potentially destabilize ICANN, to play into one very important thing that we are forced to look at, which is the preparedness for instability during the ICANN renewal process, or the changes of rules to the IANA, sorry. But we'll keep that. I'll make sure that we keep that in a small corner, and that it doesn't also sacrifice the good work to be done. Okay, so let's say that we do need to reorganize a little bit, particularly with respect to schedules and with clarity in the tasks. It is not unexpected for me that the boreal summer has cost us a couple of weeks. We know, even if you guys have been working every day on the report, you wouldn't be finding the right counterparts, people who have phone calls or answer your emails. This may still last for the rest of August for some people, but we should start working in earnest, getting either a draft report with lots of holes to be filled, doing the draft report will tell us what exactly we need to fill those holes as we're reading the interviews, documents, and so forth, or a structure and a detailed work plan. So how do each of you feel you can go forward?
Well, I've got the least amount of work. I don't think that I'm going to have much of a problem. Suzanne Wolf is local as well, so I'm sure that at some point I'll be able to get a hold of her to get moving. And I know most of the people that I'm probably going to have to interface with anyhow. And if we had to come up with a contingency plan, I'm sure that we could at least make enough progress that it would be relevant for the CAR meeting. With respect to the workload that I have, I think that, you know, unfortunately, when we first started, I overcommitted, as we all know. And I'm in a much better position now to actually do some of the work that you need me to do. I'm still interested in task number 17 and applying my vast commercial operations experience to help you out with this. So if there's other work that you think that I would be useful for, and especially with trying to push things forward over the summer period, please feel free to assign them to me. I don't think I could handle much more than 9 and 17 today, but, you know, as we progress, it's possible that I may be able to help out more.
Right. So, Tim Martin, 17 is the question of, is the SSR plan smart? That means measurable and so forth. That's
yep.
Correct?
No, it's the root zone editing NTIA IANA procedures question.
Yeah, sorry, I'm looking at the question and not at the work. Sorry.
Yeah, it's work. Yeah. It's work task number 17, I believe.
Let me go back. Work task number 17 is root zone editing NTIA IANA procedures.
That's right.
And we have that for Bill Manning and myself, and we're adding you to the group.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm happy if you take the lead, because Bill has a number of other much more technical stuff right now. That I'll ask him whether he's making any progress. I guess he has also
And now this one, I think I would also be concerned that this could become potentially political because, you know, it involves a political organization.
Yep.
And I would need some help in, you know, how to get started and who the right contact would be. I know I know people at the IANA, and I know that we could get started on that side. And I guess I'm looking for your suggestion on if that's exactly where we should start and kind of let the IANA guide the NTIA portion of this and kind of stay away from that.
Yep, I think that that we should start from that side.
Okay.
When in D.C. on Friday afternoon, when after our meeting,
yep.
I went to meet Larry Strickling.
Yeah.
As we had agreed to ask him, you know, sort of set things up for the case that we need to ask him some questions, to ask NTIA some questions.
Yep.
He was there with Fiona Alexander.
Yep.
And with two other women. One of them who is in charge of following on ICANN reviews, on ICANN AOC mandated reviews.
Yep.
I think I'll get her name right, but I think her name's Samantha, and she's very young and completely on top of this thing. There was a question of scope, particularly Fiona brought up very much whether we weren't overstepping our scope.
Yep.
By looking at stuff like the IANA and TIA relationship. So we have to make sure that we stay within scope.
Yep.
And still look at what we need. On the other hand, from other interviews, I do know that there's a feeling, there's more, even more than a feeling, there's a judgment that not everything is perfect in that world. In particular, there are some unknowns on the software side of what NTIA does, and there have been some known failures in roots on updates for which corrections have been suggested, and they have not been, at least it's not known that they have been implemented. So we have to tease those out, and I think that IANA is the right place to start.
Okay.
The question, Martin, I mean, once we get to that point, I don't think that's the first thing you can do on a phone call to Elise.
Yep.
Gary, you're not, I don't think that you're going to ask her, please tell me the 10 worst failures you've had or the 10 worst incidents you've had, and whether you've redone everything to make them impossible. But we have to structure an interview that will lead us there. And obtain the least productive response. Do you agree?
I do agree.
That will be one of the absolutely most important points of the whole review. When we look back at the whole, it will be one of the most needed points. People who know about these failures actually need a report because it's not going to come up any other way that can be made discreetly public and actionable, or that people who are responsible for this will tell us, let's just report that there's very strong good work on it, and if both sides, IANA and NTIA, agree that the work in progress is sound, we will just report it in these more general terms. I mean, I'm looking to the end game,
yep.
But we have to get there.
Okay. How do you propose that I get started? Do you want to let Bill know that I'm going to join in on this work item, and then
yep.
I should just go ahead and contact Lise and CC you guys? And
I will do it. Let's architect it this way.
Yep.
I will write Bill that it's the three of us on the task.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately write a list with a copy to Rod that we are going to ask for her cooperation, and then I guess we'll set up an interview or an email conversation,
okay.
So that you can go into you know the trouble spot. I mean, we need to have the present day description of how IANA operates with a view from MSSR, and then begin asking, you know, what are the touchy places, and you know about them more than I do.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
Okay. And looking to set up a very good interview, let's say a 1 hour very hard-working interview in the car at the latest, right?
Great.
But try to do something by, I mean, try to make a lot of progress by email and teleconference.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, so that's Martin. Simon, what do you need and propose?
At the moment, I'm going to pick off, as I said earlier, I'm going to pick off one of the topics, probably the definition of SSR, which I've already done quite a bit of work about, in the first round of documentation we did. So I'm hoping that what I can do for this week is get the bulk of one of my first tasks. I think it's the very first work item I've got, which is, does ICANN have a clear SSR remit, and get that section of the report written to draft standard for submission back into the group. If I can get that one done, it feels like, you know, sort of a notch on the belt, if you like, whatever, and will give me some confidence in going to the next document. So I'm hoping to have that out by the end of this week.
I agree with that approach because it's a proof of concept approach.
Exactly, exactly right. It's a relatively small task. I can't, weirdly, on your notes, I can't tell if it's 15 hours or 5 hours we put it down for. You put a pipe character in there rather than a one. I don't know if that was a typo or that's supposed to be a one. Page 31 of the notes.
Let me see. On 31, I have this in hand.
It's work packet number one, questions one and two, science of Jiaolong and I, and it's got hours. I think that could be 15, but I'm not sure.
I will look into detail and we'll... So you say we have... Let me see. I'm looking at right now at the table at the very end of the document, the one that calls...
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
My name of participants. And then you say that in Makala it says 1, 2, 3, 4, 16, 19?
No, page 31 is the table with the work packets in it, and it says work packet number 1, questions included 1 and 2, titled is clear SSR remit, people is Makala Jiaodong, and it says hours, and it's got a funny character.
That should be a 15 and it's a bar, that's correct.
Okay, well I'm going to... See what I can, you know, given that I've got quite a lot of notes around this anyway from the work we looked at, I'm going to see if that's something that can be done in 8 hours, and we'll see what we get, you know, well, that will give me a feel for the estimation process and also a feel for the sort of, you know, this is probably a 3 to 4 page output maximum, so, you know, see how I get on with that, and then I think that will give me a feel for, you know, because I've got 72 hours of work, that will give me a good feel for some of those other tasks as well.
Okay.
But I'm not anticipating for that task that we need to interview anybody. I think that's an analysis task based upon what we've read so far. So my feelings are that that can probably be turned into a draft section almost immediately. So that will give us something concrete to come back to the group with and to start to assemble a report from.
Right.
How does that feel to you? Does that work for you?
Yep. Anything that's actual progress, and I think that's a very good way to do it. As I said, it's a proof of concept. Provides an example. If someone wants something different, it's easier to do to define against something done than against plan to do something.
Exactly. I think
it's very ethereal. So we need the examples.
I kind of see it's a bit of a straw man, really, isn't it? Because people can say, I like that level of detail, or it's way too detailed, or it's not enough detail, you know. So it gives us something, it gives us a bit of a yardstick in which we can then decide as a group, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Okay, so that's my plan, at any rate. So, but I'm happy to change if anyone would like to do something different, but otherwise that's what I'm aiming for. And my plan is to do that on Friday. I've got the whole day blocked out, so.
Okay. So we would be corresponding over the weekend. That.
Yeah, I'll drop it. Hopefully, I'll drop something out to the group on Friday afternoon, and then we can either catch up over the weekend or on Monday. Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay, and I'll communicate these things to the other team members and work closely with them to try to again set everybody to even have a one page written with either a plan or a draft or whatever for next Monday. That would be fantastic. Except in your case, Martin, where we, the first thing that we need is get this. contact.
Yep.
And also, if you can look at what already exists in a documentary basis and go back to the repository that Patrick and Denise prepared for us, see if
yep.
there are documents there that we can work with, and we'll ask also Elise whether she has anything.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Very good. So I think we can adjourn.
Agreed.
No other business for today. And go on drumming up. So that's for the report. There's another issue which I would like to get your opinion on. You remember that there's DNS EC. There's this health of a DNS workshop in Rome the week before the car. It would seem reasonable for at least a couple of us to attend first, just to hear firsthand the latest knowledge and state of the art on the DNS from BSSR point of view. And second, we should press to have a few interviews there with people who are vital for the review. So I would welcome your ideas, let's say, in the coming day or two by email on how to decide who should go there, how to size up the tasks and make sure that we do have the interviews. That will be a lot of organizational work that I would be doing to make sure that it's worth asking for ICANN support for the travel of a couple of people who are not otherwise supported to attend. And my question is, are any of you, particularly Simon, I would think that you are going to attend, you're a speaker in that meeting?
I'm not aware that I'm a speaker in that meeting. I was debating my attendance on that one. Because it's so close to ICANN, I was considering not going. I think Roy Ahrens from my team is he's on the steering group of the ECRG of the GCSEC group anyway. So I suspect Roy will be there for Nominet. So at this exact point in time, I wasn't planning, but I haven't finalized that decision yet.
Okay. Well, any thoughts about how to structure the tasks and decide whether and how many people should be attending? And we do need that fast analysis. I'm almost hearing Alice's hair being pulled in bunches as she hears that we have not decided yet how to do it.
Alejandro, could I get a URL to the conference website?
Yes, I'll send it.
Thank you.
I'll send it to the whole team.
Alejandro, I haven't seen that. Am I down as a speaker?
Repeat?
You mentioned that you thought I was down as a speaker for that conference.
Yeah.
Have you seen that in writing anywhere?
Repeat, please. I think you're on a...
Sorry, let me take your speaker. My headset's broken, so... Did you say you'd see me as a speaker down on the speaker list for that conference?
I thought you would be, but let me send you the whole thing.
Okay, great, thanks.
I'll send it to everybody. Okay. Alice, Olaf, do you need anything more from us?
No, just the plans for who's going where, when.
Yep.
And
nothing on my end.
Repeat, please.
I was just saying nothing on my end so far. Thanks for letting me know about Rome and any sessions, etc. you need for the Dakar meeting as well. Happy to arrange it.
We'll be stepping up the effort for that. And thank
you,
Alice and Olaf, for your support. That's absolutely vital for this. We would be nowhere without you.
You're most welcome.
Okay, so ready to adjourn. Anything else?
I'm good.
Okay. So, great, guys. I'll be seeing you and planning for the next teleconference in 2 weeks from now. For that one, we should have a lot of work, so I'll check on progress Friday, Monday, every day after that.
Excellent.
Okay. Good.
Thank you.
Have a great day or evening, whatever you're facing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Cheers, guys.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.